Hello and welcome back to FS Tech's special podcast series exploring the evolving landscape of financial services technology. I'm Jonathan Easton, editor of FS Tech, and today marks the final episode of our three-part series with HCL Tech, examining how financial institutions are navigating digital transformation in an increasingly complex technological environment. Over the past two episodes, we've explored the challenges and opportunities facing banks as they modernize their operations, embrace new technologies, and reimagine their relationships with both customers and technology partners. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that sits at the heart of modern banking strategy, creating value together, the relevance of strategic partnerships in the age of global capability centers. To explore this topic, I'm delighted to be joined by two distinguished guests who bring unique perspectives from both sides of the partnership equation. First, we have Bauke Hovink, Global CIO of Wholesale Banking at ING Bank. Bauke has been a driving force behind ING Bank's innovation and transformation journey, leading the bank's efforts to strengthen its product foundation while advancing its digital strategy across key markets, including Singapore, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Under his leadership, ING Bank has embraced a customer-centric approach to transformation, leveraging strategic partnerships to scale its ambitions in lending, financial markets, and transaction services. Joining Bauke is Sudeep Lahiri, Executive Vice President and Head of Europe and UK and Ireland Financial Services at HCL Tech. Sudeep brings extensive experience as a long-term strategic partner to global banks, supporting their journeys across digital transformation, regulatory resilience, and operational efficiency. Today, Bauke and Sudeep will share insights on how banks and their strategic partners are co-creating value through hybrid models that combine the best of captive centers and global partnerships. We'll explore how organizations are balancing in-house capabilities with partner expertise, the evolving role of talent in this new paradigm, and the key enablers for driving transformation across AI, cloud, and core modernization. So let's dive in and discover how strategic partnerships are shaping the future of banking in the age of global capability centers. Thank you very much for being here today. Bauke, you've been a driving force behind ING Bank's wholesale banking innovation and transformation journey. What role have strategic partners played in helping you reach this milestone, and how do you ensure alignment and impact as you collaborate with partners such as HCL Tech?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, for having me. It's a pleasure being here today. And before I answer the question, I think good to put ING Wholesale a bit into context.
Absolutely.
And also did appreciate during my days in retail, where I was CEO of the retail franchise, is that we found a model where we complement each other. And there's hardly any competition between our captive centers and our partner locations. We've unified the way of working across the location and found a very successful way of driving the transformation hand in hand.
Before we get into that, Sudeep, HCL Tech's been a long-term partner to several global banks, including ING. Can you share a bit more about your journey specifically with ING and the kind of impact that you've been able to co-create together?
Well, firstly, Jonathan, thank you for having me. It's an honor, and also it's an honor to be in the same state with Bauke as well. Well, I think ING Bank is very well known in the industry as one of the innovative banks, leveraging technology to create superior customer value. So the what makes this partnership is very unique and try to create value for customers, for the business of ING Bank. And I think as ING Bank has decided to expand into Global Capability Center, we see a unique opportunity to expand the partnership, bringing our capability to sort of create value, not just for the business, but also to enable the Global Capability Center to be able to deliver what is expected by the business.
I mentioned, Bauke, we'd come back to this topic of Global Capability Centers, and it's definitely one of the most emerging areas of focus in the financial sector. You know, and there's been a a lot of talk around shifts of this kind of rise of the Global Capability Center. Is ING also taking the same approach? And where do you see the need and value for strategic partners when it comes to this area?
Yeah, we definitely see this as one of the important pillars on the underpinning our tech strategy. And in that sense, we share our passion for technology with HCL Tech. And I like very much how Sudeep spoke about the virtual extension of our engineering workforce. Because when I spoke about, our 10 important locations, a way to somehow plot this is if you put them on the team topologies book, where engineering teams are divided in, on the one hand, what I like to call feature teams, and I think the book calls them slightly different, value-aligned teams or so. And on the other hand, platform teams and enabling teams. And those teams have a different purpose. And the feature teams need to sit very close and work very closely with the business. And therefore, for example, some of our financial markets teams are based here out of London, working hand in hand with the quants on ALCO trading. But not all the teams need to be working so close to the business. If you think about our hardcore technology teams working on building out scalable platforms, serving many, many markets around the world, there's an ideal opportunity for these teams to be located in markets where there's an easy access to large talent pools. And sometimes we tap into those talent pools ourselves, in particular in markets where we are known for digital, and being one of the pioneering banks under the ING Direct direct brand. So we're known for digital in Poland, Romania, Turkey, and we used to have a retail franchise in the Philippines. So there we're building out global capability centers ourselves, and we've done so for more than a decade. So we're used to this model. But obviously, to Sudeep's point, there's also huge value of partners in that mix, working on the principle of a virtual extension. And because partners have access to other talent pools where we lack the brand awareness. India is a great example. Or we lack the scale of a technology partnership HCL Tech can bring to the table. For example, Pega, where we've also worked very closely on a partnership in the Philippines. But at the same time, we see a lot of innovation in our global capability centers. For example, on data management or on core banking in our captive location in Romania, but equally so in Bangalore. And the CICD pipeline, to a large extent, has been developed out of our partner location in Bangalore.
Thank you very much. Really interesting to hear about the kind of emergence of the Global Capability Center. Sudeep, we talked about the kind of talent cross-pollination, specifically in Bangalore. You're saying about how HCL Tech staff have adopted a kind of an ING mindset, right? And you've brought that expertise to the bank. From your experience, how are organizations balancing the roles of in-house teams and strategic partners to unlock maximum value?
See, I think the Global Capability Center, or GCC as people call it, has become a strategic asset for many organizations. Although the different organizations are different maturity level, typically we see the evolution into three phases. So phase one is where organizations just want to supplement some capability, technical capability for either access to talent or for labor arbitrage and for those kind of purpose. And then the second phase where organizations try to do the innovation and try to have a better business alignment and try to deliver more transformation oriented work through the Global Capability Center. And the third phase is primarily where a lot of business complexities and business capability which organizations want to develop within the Global Capability Center, and to allow the bank to be a future ready, right? Now, if you look at the third phase, I think it's quite difficult for a large bank to do it themselves. They need a strategic partner who would bring in their best practices, who would bring in their business knowledge, their ability, the framework to deliver such kind of complex programs. At the end of the day, they would be able to help create those capabilities and transfer that back to the organizations. So the unique example we have in the industry is our partnership with State Street, where we, ran that, captive or the joint venture for 10 years, and eventually we transfer the entire capability back to them. So we see GCC as a strategic asset for the banks, and it's an evolving trend. But the banks do realize that they have to work with a strategic partner like HCL Tech, who have a very established framework to allow to kind of enable the banks to kind of create establish that capability, which would deliver complex transformative programs to the banks, ultimately deliver superior value to the business.
So the banks have this kind of deep institutional knowledge, the vision, the kind of this is what we want to achieve, how do we achieve it, and that's where like HCL Tech comes in, bringing in the operational know-how and the domain expertise.
Indeed, and GenAI coming in and becoming core of delivery for a lot of these transformation programs. I think ING Bank, I must compliment, they took a strategy quite a few years back for technology refresh in every 18 months. I remember that when the world was talking about adopting Angular, they were already talking about moving to Polymer. Mm-hmm. I think ING Bank is one of the unique examples of how you can make sure you keep your technical debt under check and you continuously have a process to kind of keep on refreshing your technology and be ahead in terms of technology adoption. We are very proud that we played a very important role in creating some of those factories to enable those kind of technology transformations. So yes, I think we have industry leading frameworks and I'm quite proud that there have been a lot of learning also through our engagement with ING Bank. That is a place where we play a very important role to create value for our customers.
Fascinating, the combination of people and technology. Bauke, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we obviously have, let's say, the benefit that we have a strong brand in many of our markets, so it's relatively easy to attract
people. Always want to work for you.
A lot of people do in many markets, obviously, but then you still need to retain them. So the topic is of immense importance. Yeah. And I think if I look at our overall talent or people strategy, I'd like to call out four items. Yeah. And the first one is our purpose. And the fact that we really are passionate about technology. We share that passion with HCL Tech. We like to talk about engineering for impact. In my retail days, we could even take this one step further, where one of our advertisements was, well, if you can't properly sing, at least at ING you can code for 40 million people. that's obviously what I can't say anymore in wholesale, but you can code for customers in 35 markets, which is also very exciting. But this whole notion of we're building scalable platforms is resonating very well with talent. Secondly, career path, incredibly important. Also ties back a bit to the maturity stages, Sleep, you were referring to. Because if you stick a bit to, let's say, maturity level one, where you only bring work to global capability centers, at a certain moment in time, these people wonder how they will ever take up the more senior roles, because then these senior roles are only done out of other locations. So at this stage, we are very committed to provide equal career path opportunities regardless of the location. So more and more senior roles we also hire for in our club capability centers. And also the engineering leads in the partner locations take up more and more responsibility, which is anyway a more effective model, but also very motivating for the staff on that location, because they see their talent is ultimately then also being rewarded by a promotion to the more senior senior roles. Then thirdly, the learning path, where we are also strongly committed to offering learning opportunities to our talents, but equally allowing them to spend time on this online or in classroom sessions. Try also to get to some cross-pollination with our partners, where we can benefit from the approach of HCL Tech, for example, on Pega. But equally so, when we are training all our engineers globally on a topic such as reliability, our well-architected reliability framework, we'd like to make not a single difference from which location you work, regardless of whether that's a partner or an IG location.